Good morning, everybody. If you would join me in a word of prayer first as we start off. Father God in heaven, thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord, that we can gather, seek your face, and seek your words, Lord. We just offer this time to you. We ask that you would help us to understand your word, and your word would really connect with our lives and convict us of our hearts, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so today we're going to look at Proverbs 3, 5, 6. It's one of our GIC verses. And so let's see if you remember it by heart, all right? Proverbs 3, 5, 6. I'm doing it by memory right now. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. I think this is one of the verses from GIC. Usually people do retain because it's one of the early ones as well as a very applicable verse. I'm going to also read from the Message version. So the Message says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Love the Message. Okay, so trust, right? Trust. I mean, if we just based on this verse, the first thing that is asked of us, and this is kind of wisdom that King Solomon, at the beginning of this chapter, he addresses this to his son. And so in this verse, he instructs that we need to trust the Lord with all our heart, right? With all our heart. Already, this is in some ways a big challenge because, again, this verse, and maybe I was thinking about it, like, this verse has become so familiar to us, it's so easy to just gloss over it, right? So even our response sometimes, like when we're in a difficult situation, we're just like, and this verse comes to mind, we just recite it, and we're like, okay, I gotta trust the Lord. But what does that mean, right? I don't think trusting the Lord with all our heart especially is so simple as just turning on a switch where from a moment we're not trusting and then suddenly we're trusting because we're reminded we need to. And so the implication with all our heart is we have to really look within. I mean, there's a choice that is important, but we also have to look within. Because this is not, when we're talking about trusting with all our heart, it's not a shallow trust. It's not a mindless or naive trust where it's like, I don't know, I think of like, it's not like the lot, you're like buying the lottery or like doing crypto and you're like, oh, I just got to trust. No, that's just gambling. It can be gambling and you're just taking a risk and you want to make it big in something or you have no choice, so you trust, right? That's not the trust we are talking about. And also, sometimes it might be the best thing that can happen as you are looking into your heart and you go through this verse on trusting the Lord with all your heart, something, the best thing that can happen to you is you realize you don't trust the Lord. Right? Because in that moment, as you settle yourself, search your heart, and you're like, and you're going through, maybe you're dissatisfied in your circumstances, having, you know, whatever the situation is, and you're like, you know, I don't think I trust the Lord. that could be the best thing that could happen because, like, obviously, you don't just end there. Because you're like, there's something wrong with that, right? Because I think deep down, oftentimes, I think our head knowledge might be solid. You're like, I need to trust the Lord. I know that's the right thing to do, right? That's like, my kids would know that. Do you need to trust the Lord? Yes, right? Do you trust the Lord? That's a deeper question that only you and the Lord can answer together, right? And when you realize you don't, then hopefully that head knowledge is like, okay, I need to change my thoughts, my habits, the way I go by my life. I need to start praying about this. I need to go before the Lord and say, Lord, I don't think I'm really trusting you. Help me, right? And so in some ways, being able to even acknowledge that you don't can be a really good thing, a very good starting point. And then as we continue, it kind of defines more clearly what it means to trust the Lord with all our heart, right? And so these things, two things are mutually exclusive, or all these things are mutually exclusive. So if you trust the Lord with all your heart, what does it look like? Number one, it looks like lean not on your own understanding, right? Lean not. And this is just a good idea, right? Because human understanding is very subjective. It's all based on our personal experience and what we know, and that's it. And so even, I mean, I guess this is as you get older, you recognize sometimes even when you think it's the right decision and everything seems like it's the right decision, right? Sometimes things just don't work out. That's just life. So what appears to be the right choice could be the wrong choice. And so our understanding is subjective to what we see with our eyes, just what's in front of us, right? It's limited. But God sees the big picture. He sees everything. And so already, it's just a good idea to do that. And the message, it says, don't try to figure out everything on your own. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. And so as I was meditating on this, not just today, actually the whole week, how I felt challenged, it wasn't so much a black or white situation of I don't trust God, right? Like, I don't trust God with this area of my life. I don't trust God. That's actually not the issue that I'm feel challenged about of like, because maybe of all these years, I'm like, yes, God is all-knowing, all-trusting. He's the best, right? His way is always the best, right? He's all-powerful. So, of course, I would trust him with everything in all my life. Now, is that reflected in my life, right? And what I mean is, it's not a situation where I think God can't do it. It's a situation of, do I need God to do it, right? What I mean is, it's a situation of, it's not that I don't think God is capable, but sometimes the problem is, I'm so capable, where I don't really need God in my life, right? And this often happens when you get experience, right? When you're not doing well and you're not able, right? And I always had, this is like house church, right? And people have shared, yeah, when I'm not doing well, I'm so drawn to God because I need him. But once I'm experienced, once I have success, right? Before you're at your, when you're looking for a new job, you're praying, God, I need you. You start off at your new job, God, I need you. There's drama in the office. God, I need you. But once those things are resolved, right, then you can go about your job, go about your task. I don't know. Think of house church leaders, right? Even though we're doing a very spiritual thing, You can, after a few years, I would imagine after 3 or 4 years of leading house church, you could probably show up, not pray, not plan, and just do it. Just bring up the questions. Okay, guys, question one, question two, right? And in my experience, you can do it, but if you're really wanting God to move, right, you can facilitate discussion, but my experience is, and I've experienced this, where I've become too self-sufficient, even as a leading house church, and I get the job done, right? And after a while, I'm like, man, I'm getting the job done, but there's no life. There's the Holy Spirit. Like, it just doesn't feel like you're really moving and things. And so I have to start not being so self-sufficient, leaning on my own understanding, and going back to the Lord, praying, right? And the thing is, even this, like, oh, you know what? I'm too self-sufficient. Like, it can't happen on a surface. You have to really assess and examine your life, right? That's what I mean. Trusting the Lord, it's not a shallow thing. Recognizing, oh, wow, I'm way too self-reliant in my marriage. I'm too self-reliant in my job. I'm too self-reliant in my ministry. All these things, you have to really humble yourself and be like, oh, I'm too self-sufficient. I don't know how dependent I am on God. Especially if you're a leader, if you are a pastor, right? Like a pastor to tell themselves, oh, this is, I think I'm too self-reliant and not God-reliant. So lean not on your own understanding, okay? So the opposite, what you shouldn't do, would be you're trusting in your own understanding, right? And then the other aspect of trusting in all your heart, is in all your ways acknowledge Him. In all your ways acknowledge Him. The message says, listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. Everything you do, everywhere you go. The word acknowledge here is the Hebrew word yadach, right? To know. Just so you know, I looked up the word, and if you recall that word yadach, when PSAM, he described it as like the context of Adam yadach Eve, like he really knew her. It was not just a surface level, it was intimate. I mean, it was describing physical intimacy, but it was talking about really knowing because it was so intimate, okay? And just so you know, I looked up how to pronounce it. It's actually not yadach. It's yadeh. I know, it's so different, but it's actually yadeh. And so that's the word yadeh, to know. And so when you think about, like, if you think about it, like just looking into your personal experience in life, who do you trust the most? Who do you trust in your life more than anyone else? And also, so think of somebody, and then also think, why do you trust them more than anyone else? Right? And so the typical answer you would get is, the people I trust the most in my life, it could be your spouse, right? It could be your parents. It could be, I don't know, your friends, right? So already one common element is these are all people that you have hopefully relationship with, right? And so why do you trust them, right? And the typical answer would be, well, because they've proved themselves through many years or through years of experience or many years of experience, you've come to realize you can rely on them. So this is called relationship, right? You're doing relationship. Or the other answer that's also part of it is because of intimacy, Right? And so even some people you might not know for very long or not as long, but you develop this sense of trust with them. I think of, we're doing single life right now. And so for the past 5 weeks, we've spent the whole day together from like 10 a.m. to like 4 p.m. at least. And then we have lunch. And then this weekend, we're doing a two-night retreat. And so you're spending all this time together. You're sharing. You're intentionally sharing, trying to get to know each other, be known by the other person, right? Being open, vulnerable, honest. And also that develops this trust because you get a real sense of being understood and you understand the other person, right? And when you do, when you have that sense of feeling, it's a sense of trust, right? And what we're talking about, in all your ways acknowledge him, what we're really talking about is relationship, I feel like. And so the opposite of really listening, like if the message says acknowledging is listening for God's voice in everything you do, would be you don't listen to God's voice. And so something to, again, just self-assess, and if you're not, it's actually in some ways a great starting point, is are you in intimate relationship with God? Not just relationship, like not just you're connected, you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior, but are you in intimate relationship? Are you listening to his voice? I mean, by that it's praying, it's reading his word, right? Seeking him. I guess you guys are kind of the choir who is already doing that anyway this morning. But are you really seeking? If you were to describe your relationship with God, and you didn't put God, but like just as a, I mean, he is a person as well, but like if you were to describe it and people heard it, would they be like, oh, wow, they're so close, right? And it usually would involve, just like if you were to be intimate with a person, is, oh, they're spending so much time together, right? Oh, they really know one another, right? They're really prioritizing each other, right? So in all your ways, acknowledge him. And the result is he will make your path straight, right? He will make your path straight. And I oftentimes, I'm like, I tell my members who have been super self-reliant, right? Basically leaning fully on their own understanding, right? Really not spending time with God. But what's interesting is despite those things, they'll still give God all the praise and thanks. They'll be like, yeah, God is, yeah, he's so faithful. See, the head knowledge, right? Yeah, God is so good. He's so faithful. Like, theologically, they'll say the right things, right? But it is lacking the leaning on, they're very self-reliant. Their relationship with God is very sparse. And I say, hey, you've tried it your own way and it hasn't worked out. In fact, it hasn't worked out time and time and time again. Why don't you give God a chance? Try giving your whole heart and all your and really prioritizing God in your life. Why don't you give him a chance and see what happens? Right? Because I really do believe he will make your path straight. Does that mean everything will work out? No. Right? But he will make your path straight. What I mean is there will be clarity. Right? Sometimes the worst place to be is we just have no clarity in our direction. Right? Like we question, is this my purpose? Is this all? What am I supposed to do? And even what you're doing is just seems very mundane and purposeless, right? And so if that's what you're also feeling, if you can recognize maybe right now in my season, my path doesn't seem very straight. And again, that doesn't mean you have all your answers, but you just feel like where you're going, the direction that you're headed, you don't know if that's where God wants you to be, or if that's even what you want, then maybe, again, it's time to really assess your heart and look within and see, God, am I really trusting you with all my heart? Invite Amon to lead us. And as we lead, let's just look into our, let's just assess our hearts, right? Assess our hearts. Am I trusting God with all my heart? Am I leaning on my own understanding? Or am I leaning on God's understanding? Am I really acknowledging him? Or am I not acknowledging him at all? How prevalent is he in my life? Am I seeking his voice to hear his voice? Am I seeking his voice to do what he wants? Are those things happening? Am I having an intimate trust relationship with the Lord? And if you're not, right, I think that's a great revelation, because now you can go to the Lord, ask him to transform your heart, change what you're feeling and your desires, that instead of desiring the things of this world, you would desire him. That you would hunger for him, that you would want to, even this fast, instead of fasting for things, you would actually just fast for him. That would be your greatest desire. Not a breakthrough in your circumstances, but a breakthrough in your relationship, in your love relationship with him.
There's nothing I hold on to.
was singing the lyrics, I thought it was kind of funny, the imagery, which was about climbing a mountain. And of course, if you're climbing a mountain, you would want to be in control, right? You want to be careful. And yet in the lyrics, is totally not you, what you would do, right? Which is climbing with your hands wide open. If you're climbing a steep mountain, would you want your hands out in front just in case you fall? And then the bridge was, there's nothing I hold on to, right? Of course, essential for climbing. You got to hold on to things. But that's exactly what we're called to do. I mean, of course, if you're really going to climb, you need to be careful. But in our faith journey with the Lord, in the way we trust Him, we're supposed to do it in a way that would seem very risky, right? Like, not hold on to things. Would you just trust in the Lord? And if we do fall, that He would pick us up. And so we can take such a risky posture, right? Especially in the things of the Lord. And that's what He's calling us to do. And I just encourage and pray that we can continue to step out in faith and trust the Lord. And as I look back at my relationship with God, through my many experiences, I can say He has not failed me. He's always been there. And what He has been able to do is the way He has directed my path is not something I could even have planned on my own. And because of that, as I look back and I am reminded of who He is in the present, then I can continue to trust in Him wholeheartedly. So let's turn to the screens. Let's pray for our community. Let's pray for those who are going through chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's pray for God's encouragement over them. Let's pray for God's healing, supernatural healing, to fully restore their bodies. Also pray for those with illness, but also in need of salvation. Let's pray for their physical ailments, for God's healing, but also their hearts, that they would be receptive to God's word to enter into their lives, word of salvation. Let's also pray for those who are suffering from infirmities, for God to touch them. pray for those with COVID right now. Let's pray for the Pine family, Justin and Harry, as well as our frontline medical workers. Let's also pray for those looking for jobs. Let's pray for Catherine as well as James. Turn to our mission focus. Let's pray for Japan, P, Sophia, Jungmin, and Hyunjin, Tokyo. Let's pray for our U.S. plan, SPNY, with Kelly, Jess, and Ruth, as well as let's cover our missionary in India. Let's pray for Kelly. Let's also pray for our mission council. Let's pray for P. Samuel, Tim, Sally, Mike, and John. Pray for SP Fam, our foster and adoption ministry. Let's also pray for our Friday night gatherings tonight. Let's pray for the IP Intercessory Prayer Team, SP Youth, as well as SPU, our college ministries. Let's also pray for our pregnant moms. Let's pray for Hina, Rachel B, and Joni, and others, and other moms. Let's pray for God's protection. Let's also pray for our house churches meeting tonight. Let's pray for Agora, Go House Church, McCain, MacDaddy House Church, Providence Bay, and Zion. you could, just one last prayer is pray for a single life workshop. We have our retreat this weekend, and it's starting this Friday, and we'll come back. It's two nights until Sunday. And so just pray for God to move, for God to bring breakthrough into people's lives and bring healing and restoration. Father God, yes, Lord, we just so thankful for your word, your wisdom through Proverbs, that we would trust you with all our heart, Lord. And as we do that, and it's reflected in the not just what we know or believe, but in the way we live our lives, through our actions, through the way we spend our time, Lord, that when we do that, it's the best thing for us, Lord. Your ways are better than our ways, Lord. And we don't need to carry the burden or have the pressure of having to take care of everything on our own or figure things out on ourselves, even though that's what the world promotes in being really independent, right? But what you desire for us is to figure out things with you, to be fully reliant on you, Lord. We don't have to carry that pressure or burden. And so, Lord, we ask for your help to teach us and guide us even how to do that, to really be able to let go, Lord. And just as we sang, to just have our hands open to you, Lord, as we take each step, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, everyone.